Meanwhile, Nancy Griffith was, we'd gotten such an incredible response from the first Other Voices album that she decided to continue on with that project, and this became known as Other Voices 2, T-O-O, and one of the songs, there's another country song, a great country songwriter, Harlan Howard, who had really befriended Nancy and thought that she was a great writer and had very encouraging words for her. And I had been following Harlan Howard since the early 60s. He wrote a lot of hits for Buck Owens. Buck Owens did an entire album of Harlan Howard songs that I had at one point. And it was a great, great thrill for me to get to know Harlan. Great, great character in Nashville. And so we decided to do his song that he wrote with another great Nashville character, Tom Paul Glazer, famous song, The Streets of Baltimore.
I sold the farm to take my woman where she longed to be.
We left our kin and all our friends back there in Tennessee.
I bought the one-way ticket she had often begged me for, and they took us to the streets of Baltimore.
Heart was filled with laughter when I saw those city lights.
She said the prettiest place on earth was Baltimore at night. Well, a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for, and I kind of like the streets of Baltimore. I got myself a factory job. I ran an old machine.
We bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene.
But every night when I came home with every muscle sore, she would drag me through the streets of Baltimore. Well, I did my best to bring her back to what she used to be. But I soon learned she loves those bright lights much more than she loves me.
More than she loved me.
Now I'm going back on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. Yes, my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
Oh, the classic, classic song, The Streets of Baltimore. That's John Prine and Nancy Griffith and none other than Harlan Howard himself doing that narration in the middle. You know, sometimes I wonder, do I get paid to do this? It's just so much fun doing these things. They're like real dreams come true for me. Like I said, working with Melba Montgomery or Connie Smith or Harlan Howard, these are things I never could have imagined for myself back when I was starting out. And Nancy had wanted this album to be different from the first one, and one way it is different, it was almost like a hootenanny from song to song, not on that one in particular, although there were several people on it. This next one, the Woody Guthrie song, the great Woody Guthrie song, Deportee, has quite a cast on it, and I'll tell you who they are after we hear it.
Crops are all in and the peaches are rotting. The oranges are piling their
us so dumb. They're flying them back to the Mexican border to pay all their wages to wait back again. Goodbye to my Juan. Goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos. Susi Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. My father's own father, he waded that river. He took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come work in the fruit trees. They rode the trucks till they took down and died. Goodbye to my one. Goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos. Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee.
Somos ilegales y mal recibidos. Se acabe el contrato y de ahí a caminar.
It's 600 miles to the Mexican border. They chase us like outlaws, like hustlers, like thieves.
Goodbye to my one. Goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos. Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee.
We died in your hills and we died in your deserts. We died in your valleys and we died on your plains.
We died 'neath your trees and we died in your bushes. Both sides of that river, we died just the same.
Now the sky plane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. Like a fireball of lightning, shook all our hills.
Who are these friends all scattered like dry leaves?
Radio says they're just deportees.
Goodbye to my one. Goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos. Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee.
Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? Is this the best way we can grow our good fruit? To fall like dry leaves and rot on our topsoil and be known by no name except deportee.
Goodbye to my one. Goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. All they will call you.
Me.
Deportees there, Nancy Griffith, with a lot of other very identifiable voices, Lucinda Williams, Tish Hinojosa, John Stewart, Steve Earle, and I must say that's one of the greatest songs that Woody ever wrote, and he wrote it rather late in his life. And if you are interested in Woody Guthrie, I'll recommend a book to you. It's a biography of Woody Guthrie called Woody Guthrie, A Life by Joe Klein. It was written originally in 1978 or 9, and you go find that book and you will find out what an amazing life Woody Guthrie had. I didn't know a tenth of it. So let's. This album was just wonderful, a gathering of people all over the place. We also went up to New York and did this song. Eric Von Schmidt and Dave Van Ronk had both helped to bring this song to light, and they were both on this session in New York. He was a friend of mine.
Oh, he was a friend of mine. He was a friend of mine.
Never had no money to pay for his fine.
Was a friend of mine. There's Nancy Griffith with quite a cast of characters, and of course, first and foremost among them was the late Dave Van Ronk, the mayor of McDougal Street, as he was referred to often, and a wonderful person. We did a tour after we finished doing this album. We went to Ireland, England, Scotland, and that was the most time I ever spent with Dave Van Rock. I'd run into him here and there in the village, or sometimes he came up to Cambridge, but we were together now for several days in a row, and what a pleasure that was. Just a great, great character. There's no other word to describe him. And of course, my other very, very good old friend was singing in the background with this and also brought this song to light was Eric von Schmidt. Talk about two characters together. The character quotient was quite high that day. And it was also, of course, Odetta in the group and Rosalie Sorrells, Eric Taylor, and there was no shortage of character in a studio that day in New York. And we had to, while we were there, we had to do this next song. And, of course, doing this program, and Pete Seeger has had such an influence on all of us. And we had to pay attention to that. So we did Pete's song, If I Had a Hammer. And I must say that we miss Pete every day. And he gave us such a long time on earth. He and his wife, Toshi, I've been a member of the Clearwater since it started back in 1965. I think we started to get the money together to build that boat. And Pete always felt that that was his real most important work he'd done, was to do that work right where he lived. He always, his theme was think globally, act locally. And he helped save the Hudson River. Any rate, God bless Pete Seeger. We'll be ending the program with this, If I Had a Hammer.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning, I'd a hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd a hammer out danger, I'd a hammer out a warning, I'd a hammer out the love between my brothers and my sisters.
Well, that's it for this time. There's my friend Eric Weisberg, who took banjo lessons from Pete Seeger when he was a kid. This is Jim Rooney. I'm in it for the long run. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.